Look, even if you don't follow a lot of sport, you can't live in Sydney at the moment and not have heard about what was going on with the State of Origin. And if you're following anything on SBS, you'll know that Tour de France is just going off at the moment. Luckily, to talk to us, we've got two of our own sports people from 2SER. They're the team behind the podcast One Week at a Time.
Brand new sports podcast for 2SER.
Gentlemen, let's talk a little Origin.
Absolutely. The post-mortem, if you will, from our point of view, being New South Welshman.
Because we're dead and we're dissecting the series.
Absolutely. Laurie's got to go. That's my opinion. He's got to go.
Now, this is our opposing views. In any good radio show, you're going to have people who have silly ideas like Adrian.
Oh, silly.
And then you're going to have people who are sensible like me and saying, well, just because we lost a couple of series doesn't
couple
mean
of
we
series.
Have to
10 out of 11, mate.
Laurie's only been there for a couple of them, you know. And
so we are, of course, talking about Laurie Daly.
Current New South Wales coach.
Yes,
he hasn't got long left.
You really feel that that's...
Well, the stats from the game the other night were just incredible. That first half, they were playing against 11 men, and they had something like 230% of possession.
Was it 230%?
It was something like that, and they couldn't score a point.
But is that really Laurie Daly's fault?
Well, they had nothing in attack, and he's picking people out of position. He's doing all this stuff, and you can't have that.
He's had some selectors that have made some dodgy choices.
Absolutely.
For him as
and
well.
It's now not that one in particular is gone, I think that's a very good thing.
Bob.
Yes.
Yes, Bob Fulton, no longer a selector next year.
Absolutely. So we won't see these random Manly players just getting popped in and popped out as they sort of need a bit more cash.
Yeah. So the game itself was a cracker. Like, each game in the series got better and better. The first one was a bit dud. Second one was decent. This one was a really good game. Not just because New South Wales won.
I don't know if I agree with you. I thought it was some of the scrappiest football I've ever watched. I thought it was both bad football and bad Origin.
Yeah.
But it was a corker to watch. It was scrappy, but it was in no way good football.
And I don't think it was a good Origin game either. The whistle just got blown far too much for me. The refs just getting too much in there. It's Origin. Let the boys play.
And
let them run.
If Queensland had had that many penalties ordered to them, it would have been 80-4 by 25 minutes in.
Yeah. And that's why I think, Laurie's got to go. I think they need someone in there.
Who would you put in there, Adrian?
Someone like a Jeff Tuvey. Someone who's a bit aggro. No, absolutely. It's what you need. Laurie's too much a nice bloke. I think that might be part of the problem.
Now who's Jeff Tuvey?
You can't fire them.
Who's
so
Jeff
former Tuvey? Manly coach, former Manly player. Play for New South Wales, play for Australia, et cetera, through sort of the late 80s and 90s.
He didn't do so well at Manly.
No, he didn't do so well at Manly, but there's some other stuff going on there as well. He sort of got dudded with his roster and et cetera, et cetera. There's a whole other raft of things there. I don't think he's the best coach in the comp, but if they want to stick with their, we want a coach who isn't coaching a club side, I think he's probably the best available at the moment.
See, I don't get that. I don't get that they should put a coach in for Origin that doesn't coach week to week.
It's a fairly full-on thing. I mean, you can't really just...
What?
Bellamy had a go at it.
6 weeks of the year. I mean, what do they do the rest of the time?
But you still got to be preparing things for
it. Under sevens at the local park. I mean, there's plenty of stuff they could be occupying themselves with.
I don't know what they're going to do, but they need a change because this Queensland side is too good, and New South Wales didn't really have anything to throw at them.
And look,
that was challenging them.
It's really telling. Like, we called it a dead rubber. It's still, look, you know, I'm quite serious when I say I don't think it was good football, but it was a great game to watch.
Yeah.
But you could tell, I went to my local pub, there wasn't a single bit of blue bunting up. Like, no effort had been put into it. Not like second game.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. When it's 2-2 to Queensland, we know at New South Wales that we just might as well forget it. Didn't see a single blue scarf for the day. We want something that's getting us revitalised and enjoying Origin again, is what I think. And getting excited about it. Not shrugging your shoulders and going, oh, well, at least, you know, my day-to-day team's doing okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. All right, let's talk a little cycling, though. Tour de France. Oh. I don't normally watch it, but it's
Tour
been
de Farce. Tour de Farce.
Tour de Farce. Look, last night in round 12 of Tour de France, they're starting to go up the mountains.
Yes,
and you know when they're up the mountains and all these people are lining the roads. Like
small,
literally
thin little roads.
Literally giving them
cow tracks.
A meter. You know, so cars are supposed to give them a meter of the road in Sydney.
Yep.
They don't even get like... These people are like touching these riders as they're riding up the mountain. It still blows me away every year when they show this footage.
And it's they've come unstuck.
And not only the people, but these motorbikes. You know, obviously they're filming. These
the sports paparazzi.
No, well, they're actually filming it for the coverage.
Yes, yes, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I like what you say. The paparazzi, because they may as well be, because this motorcycle going up this mountain, just stopped.
Stopped dead.
And Richie Porte, Australian, our number one Australian contender at the Tour de France, running about 11th, you know, he is now, he ran up the back of this motorbike because the motorbike just stopped right in front of him.
And there's the footage as well. You just see bike sort of stops. He doesn't.
Yeah.
He goes, or eventually does.
He goes toppling over. Chris Froome, the yellow jersey wearer.
The leader.
The reigning champion. Was also behind him, ran into him, the bike's going over, they're flipping over the top, they're all on the ground. Chris Froome's bike was basically damaged, and his team couldn't get through because there's just people everywhere on the mountain.
To get the replacement bike in, yeah.
So what does Chris Froome do? He gets on foot and starts running the rest of the
Starts running up running. This, yeah, mountain. There he is, jogging along, helmet on, yellow jersey.
Is that in any way legit? Or did
apparently
he just,
it's apparently fine. It is,
yeah.
And so he completed the stage on foot. He's still the leader of the Tour de France by 47 seconds. And he
mental.
Yeah, who knew you could do that?
How fast does he run?
It's the footage. Everyone has to go and have a look at the footage today. It is hilarious. Just seeing him, this bloke just jogging along. There he is, the helmet, the glasses, the whole kit on.
And all the people are still crowding into him, obviously patting him on the back.
This
as he
is
runs
amazing.
Up.
Look, we're going to be talking more Tour de France later on. We've actually got Kathy Bates.
Cool.
Former Olympian cyclist is going to be chatting to us later on in the show. She's doing a little bit of stuff around Tour de France, but she's also jetting off to Rio for Olympics coverage around cycling there. So if you do like push bikes, it's a pretty good time to be watching TV.
Let me quickly spruik our podcast as well.
I was about to say,
we're recording on our next second one tomorrow.
Episode 2.
Episode 1 is online. You'll be able to find it soon. It's still uploading. So we're a little bit late with the first one, but the second one will be up.
Technical issues.
And we're hoping to chat to one of the women who just got selected for the women's rugby sevens.
That is a killer team. They are probably online for gold by the look of those guys.
Yeah, yeah. And so we're hopefully having a chat to one of the girls from that team tomorrow on our podcast. So do a search for 1 week at a time on 2SER.com and you'll find our podcast.
Guys, can you hear us? Hear more of us?
Hear more of you. Who wouldn't want that? Thank you very much, gentlemen. We will talk to you later on.